0 to Yarn.
Mobile. Good afternoon, Tom.
TSW. Well, I can't remember your name, but I remember the call. It is. Let me turn my radio down. It is a good afternoon. 54 degrees, a little crisp, but starting to clear off now.
Maybe the rain's moving out of here. And yeah, the call sign is my name, right?
Puzzled on that, I can't remember. I'm getting old.
Kilo Echo November.
I didn't hear all of that when you called out a while ago. I had the radio on. But Ken, how's your day going?
Good, off of work, just motoring back to Greer.
Went over and went to Best Buy and Costco's and bought nothing, and then we went to the Golden Corral and had a very nice dinner. And just slumming around and headed towards home right now. We're out here on Gap Creek.
That line up here in Lyman.
Well, you're behind us a little bit. We're out here near the Greer Golf Course coming up.
Out there by the high school.
That's a fact. Well, Ken, what do you do for a living, and you've been working all day today?
They still got a couple of years before I decide to retire on that, but mechanical is all I've ever done, usually maintenance and that, but now I'm in the parts at a supply, at a chemical plant up in Spartanburg.
Interesting. I was an old industrial electrician and electronic technician all my life. And retired, when I was 62, about 15 years ago, by golly. Been a while, but you sure don't sound that old, does he, Bernice?
No.
Yeah, I'll be 66 in February, and then I'm going to back it up maybe when I get to 68.
Oh, here's your tip of the day. Time goes much faster after you retire.
All right, now it's kind of low stress job. I like it, and they're good to me out there. My health is still pretty good, although I gotta sometime between now and the end of the year, I gotta get my Medicare Part B going.
B and B, but I don't know. I don't even know what B is.
B. I signed up for a supplement. I think it's a part G golf, part golf, and that. But as a supplement on that, so that should help me.
Well, I have gap insurance, and it's called Forethought, and then I also have the Veterans Administration, and it pretty well covers it for me. Thank God for that. I was only out of insurance for a few months one time between jobs, and my kids, our kids, picked it up for us then because I was on chemotherapy. It was Cobra.
The Plan G, if you get it between 65 and 66, you can get in it and get locked in. After 66, you got to get a doctor to say that, you know, you're healthy enough for it, but it'll pay. They're supposed to pay for everything that Medicare don't pay for.
Well, that'd be a good deal. I didn't even know that was available. But boy, I'll tell you what, seemed like every year they raise it on mine when you get older, and I'm 77 now, and it ain't cheap.
Might as what, 185 for the Part A, and it's going to cost me for the supplement, $133 a month. And that, so that's why I'm going to work an extra year or two before I retire, just to kind of help. The increase will help cover some of those costs. KN4TFW.
Okay, all right, well, Ken, it sounds like you got a good plan going there. I'm having to stop out here in front of this Maccabee where all of the orange lawnmowers and that stuff's at. Kubota, I guess it is. And now we're going back. It merges here. This is getting to be the busier time of day, unfortunately.
Over there by that Wee Willis gas station, and that angle makes it hard to see back through there and see if anybody's coming, and especially if you're there at school hours.
Exactly. And now somebody's stopping to go in the dollar store, so I hope they stop behind me. And this nice lady did not run into me. And I'm behind one of those Subaru Outbacks, I think it is. Those are nice cars.
It's safe. They don't get very good gas mileage, but, hey, you gotta take what you can get, though, right? Sometimes the safety's worth the gas mileage.
Right, exactly. They don't get that good of gas mileage, but they're still using that horizontally opposed engine. My brother used to buy them, and he even had one of those way back, which you probably don't remember. It was called a, well, you might, a Subaru Brat, little old pickup short bed thing. But then he bought bigger ones later on. And they are very safe, but I just can't put my money on one of them horizontal opposed engines.
Hey, I don't know when the last time you've been up here to Lyman up Wadehampton, but I see they're building a new Tractor Supply, and then right across the street they're building a new Publix.
Oh, Publix. Yeah, we saw that new Tractor Supply. Man, that's a nice spread, isn't it?
It looks big. Yeah, I see they're just clearing the lot for the Publix now, but they got a sign up saying that's what it's going to be.
In the opposite side of the road from the Tractor Supply?
Yeah, Roger.
Store. I especially like their chicken wings. We used to get the spicy ones. Oh, there's a deer, Bernice. You see it? Right in that guy's front yard. Dead one. But they just got a little bit of everything. We go to the ones down in Taylor's.
Yeah, we bounce around. Just depends on what we're looking for. They usually have some oddball stuff that you're looking for.
In stores, Aldi's, has been for many years, and then we go from Aldi's, we usually go across the street to Wally World, to the zoo, and then sometimes we go to Publix for a few things, and that's where we get our, flu vaccines and that. They're real nice people in there. Well, I'm going to have to let you go. We're just about pulling in the driveway here, Ken, and really nice to ride along with you today, and you have a safe drive the rest of the way home. The pleasure's all mine. This is in 0TR. Clear.
Great, Tom and Miss Bernice. Good to talk to you guys, as always, and you guys have an awesome evening, and look forward to catching you later down the lot. KN4, TFW.